Yes, sir.
All right, Shane McElrath, hey, I'm going to start this interview off in a negative fashion, all right? Yep. But I don't mean to. But I'm going to turn it around to be a positive.
Okay.
So when you get, like, dummied in a heat race like that,
yeah.
like, and then you got to figure it out for the LCQ, pulled together. I don't know if you made bike changes. I don't know, like, what, like, what's that like? And, again, I don't want to start negative, but let's just start negative.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I've been sick all week. And, like, for the last practice, I didn't do a lot of riding this week, just trying to, like, yep. rest. And then, like, yesterday was, like, my worst day oh. and had a fever again last night. So, but,
you know, kind of knew it was going to be a rough day.
Yeah. And so, like, for the last practice, like, dude, I was like my energy was already kind of flat. And I'm like, dude, so just trying to rest and eat before the main or the night show. And yeah, for the heat race, honestly, it was just I was flat. Like I got a good start, but my intensity wasn't close to what everybody else's was. So
it looked odd to see. I'm like, oh, yeah.
It more so just woke me up, really. And so for the LCQ, it's like, all right, I got to. Like, I'm awake now, like, yeah. we got to yeah. go. Yeah. And felt good in the LCQ, rode a lot better, and just applied myself there. And, yeah, for the main, my bike kind of bogged on the start, just okay. fell on its face. But other than that, it's, like, for how I felt and everything yeah. else, it's
13th or 14th at one point.
Yeah, and I ended up 14th. Okay. And so, yeah, I mean, it was my best race. Like, I raced up to 14th because yeah. I started last, and had good lap times all the way through. So yeah.
Yeah. So you know, bike changes after a heat, like nothing like you're not freaking out. You're a veteran. You kind of yeah. know what the deal is.
Yeah. And we didn't change anything after we did make a change after the last practice, but then I just rode that the rest of the night. And it was more so just waking up. Right. Yeah.
What do you think of the track tonight?
I thought it was honestly pretty good to be Phoenix. It wasn't until pretty much the main event where we actually got some blue groove coming out of some of the corners, but there was quite a bit of moisture all the way around the track, like and it was good because we could race it, we could change the line if we needed to. There was a little bit of fluff in some of the corners that we could use to turn off of. So I thought it was a good racetrack, and it just with it being so big, it was pretty open to kind of allow that. Like, everybody was kind of doing the same thing, but it gives you time to make up time, or like, it's not just like single file into this corner, do this next rhythm, and then single file again. So
like Detroit was just like hit like quick and tight. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the interview I did with Mewy on Racer X and 9 whoops and no dragon backs, or you're probably aware of that. What's your thoughts on that stuff?
Actually, I just heard that from Dustin yesterday. Okay. Yeah. I was pretty surprised by that. I mean, I like the whoops, yeah. but the dragon's back I was a little bit surprised with. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's odd. I'd heard that they were doing a study on the dragon's back and safety and stuff. For me, I feel like that is a obstacle that's part of Supercross, and I think the dragon's backs, they're always built pretty inconsistent. That's the biggest thing with them. But the whoops, I feel like the whoops this year are the most consistent they've been from race to race. And we've literally, I don't think, seen any crashes in the whoops. So, J-Mart went down last week.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
But as far as, like, we all practice on pretty good whoops. And then we get to the race, and these are a little bit smaller. They just break down a lot. And so I think the whoops have been fairly safe.
Are you looking forward to the weekend off? Like, I don't know if it's too early for, like, it's too early for, like, you guys, or is this all right, like, if they're six?
I think it's really good for me. I need to rest and get better so I can actually train. But, yeah, I mean, last year we
an Anaheim one and a weekend off.
Yeah, and then it was straight through. So that was not a lot of time to, like, slow down and make changes, and, like, it was just pretty much one race after the other. Whereas this year we're in a much better spot, and just being able to apply the changes and fill in the changes. And so right now I feel like it's really good for us to just, like, kind of reset a little bit. And yeah,
I was on a team with Chad Reed as a mechanic, and when he won, I didn't really care because whatever Tim Ferry did was how I felt for that night. But I mean, what about you when Kenny wins? Like, is this, like, how do you feel?
It's good. I know what Ken works for, and seeing the day in and day out stuff, it's like, it's pretty crazy, because in this class, it's all about capitalizing on the opportunities. It's not like, oh, somebody, I mean, yes, people have off nights, but off nights is like half a second off. And so it's like, for me, I'm trying to work up to that. And it's like, I had a pretty good night, all things considered. And Ken had a really good night, and he won. And it's like, it's really good momentum for the whole team. And just knowing Ken, it's like, he's not been far off. And he's even said it in interviews, like, oh, just bad luck in some of the starts. And it's like, yes and no. I mean, it's kind of equal opportunity. But then it's like, he rides like he does tonight. He controls it from the front. It's like, that's Ken Roczen. So it's good to see.
Cool. Thanks, Shane.
Yes, sir. Thank you.